Now, Russia says the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog's report about the alleged poisoning of an ex-double agent in the UK does nothing to help London's claims of Russia's involvement.
The OPCW report has nothing that would help the British to substantiate their mendacious version about Russian involvement into the incident in Salisbury.
Now, speaking of the UN Security Council, Debenzia said the OPCW's report confirms the substance used in the alleged attack could be produced in any laboratory. He also said London has deliberately destroyed vital evidence in the case. Earlier, during an emergency session of the OPCW in The Hague, the British representative accused Russia of breaking the two-decade international ban on chemical weapons. London claims the substance used to poison X by Sergei Skripal in March is known as Novichok and was produced by the Soviet Union. Moscow accuses Britain of staging the attack to provoke anti-Russia sentiments. Joining us now via Skype from Madison is James Fetzer. He's with the University of Minnesota Duluth. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Fetzer. Now, first of all, what do you make of these rising tensions between Russia and Europe, particularly the UK?
Well, it appears to be a provocation. I suspect the Israelis are behind it. They would like to aggravate relations between the United States and Russia, which they believe will benefit them. But in fact, Israel, I suspect, will be turned into the world's largest sheet of glass. What is astounding about all of this is it's based upon lies and deceit and deception. There was no chemical attack by Assad in Syria. There doesn't even appear to be evidence of any gas having been used in this thing in the UK. It turns out the patent for the Novichok was owned by the United States. That was a product made in the United States. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, it seems that the ridiculousness of it is just simply missed by the UK as it continues to insist that Russia is to blame. Why do you think that the UK is doing so? What benefits lies for the UK to provoke such tensions with Russia?
Well, when you put two and two together, there are anti-Russian moves being made across the board by the West. In particular, the U.S., the U.K., and to a lesser degree, France, with this massive armada headed toward the Mediterranean, I'm very, very troubled and disturbed at the prospect that the earlier attack may have been merely a feint, and that once this massive armada is assembled, they're going to attack Syria and even Iran, potentially, where Russia will be in the position of a preemptive strike under international law because they will be confronting an imminent threat. So under the UN Charter, of course, that's one of the two circumstances under which one nation may attack another, when it either has the permission of the Security Council, which hasn't been the past, been true in the past, and therefore the U.S. has been violating the Security Council and the UN Charter, or when it confronts an imminent attack. Trump has talked about hitting as many as 70 targets in Syria. I'm afraid that in short order, we're going to find out the reality of the situation, which I believe may turn out to be very grim.
Right, so Mr. Fetzer, you're saying that the file of this Russian, alleged Russian chemical attack, rather, in the UK, as the UK puts the finger of blame on Russia, is not just an isolated incident. It needs to be looked at in the wider geopolitical context.
That's exactly right. And all the Russian, anti-Russian sentiment that most has been foisted off on Trump, but he seems to be succumbing to it. I mean, the removal of all these diplomats, you know, we're having increasing tensions. Russia's selling off its U.S. Treasury bonds. They're going to stop trading in oil. I mean, the world tensions are reaching a peak not seen since the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1963.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's James Fetzer with the University of Minnesota Duluth joining us via Skype from Madison. Mr. Fetzer, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.